Hello, listeners, and welcome to It All Adds Up, the programme that talks about money. I'm your host, Ella Leeson. Today, we're going to start with more tips for saving money. Dan Parks went into the street to talk to people and get ideas for saving money on living expenses. Dan?
Thanks, Ella. I went to London's Oxford Street earlier this week and asked people how they spend less and save more. Here's what they said.
Make your own food so you don't spend money on lunch. If you take your lunch to work, you will save hundreds a year.
I don't have a car now. I sold it. You will save thousands and become healthier if you cycle to work instead of driving.
Stop using your credit card. Pay it off. Only spend money you already have. Don't borrow it.
Save money every month for emergencies. Then when you have a problem with your house or you need a new car, the money will be ready.
Don't buy a new car. If you buy a car that's just 1 year old instead of a new one, you will save a lot of money.
Go to the cinema on a discount day. My local cinema is cheaper on Mondays. There are special prices online.
Smart people out there in Oxford Street, Ella.
You're right. Lots of great ideas for spending less and saving more.
Right. A little bit here, a little bit there. It all adds up.
It all adds up. So, Dan, what can consumers expect in the next few months?
Well, the first thing we're looking at is a possible small increase in interest rates.
But that's not official yet, is it?
No. The government hasn't confirmed it, but it looks very likely.
What will that mean for consumers?
If interest rates increase, borrowing will go down. People borrow more when loans are cheaper.
So if people are thinking of borrowing...
They should do it now, before interest rates go up.
OK. Anything else?
Housing costs will go up. People who own a home will pay a little more each month.
So, not great news.
No, but it is good news for people with savings. If banks raise the interest rate on savings, savers will earn more. That means it's a great time to start saving or to increase saving.
It all adds up.
It all adds up, Ella.
Anything else?
Just one more thing before I go. International exchange rates. We're watching China closely because its economy is really strong at the moment. Electronics imports here will be more expensive if China's currency becomes stronger.
OK, so if you're thinking of getting a new TV...
Now may be the time. We'll probably start to see prices go up in a couple of months.
Thanks, Dan. Some great tips.
Thank you, Ella.
That's it on money saving for this show. But now we're going to move on to...